And now, let's resume the life of Mary Southern. There is nothing more vicious than an enemy who attempts to gain his end by appealing to the sympathetic human emotions of his victim. Mary Southern herself wants to tell you how her enemies have applied these deadly tactics to her and to her husband, Max.
Soon after my husband, Max, became involved in opening a gambling house here in Sanders, I learned that he had two reasons for doing it. First, he wanted to be sure that the entire gambling syndicate was rounded up, and therefore he appeared to work with them rather than against them. Second, a more personal reason, Max wanted me to believe that he wasn't good enough for me, and that I'd be happier married to someone else. During all this, Danny and Phyllis Stratford were expecting the stork. The baby came at the peak of the excitement, and Phyllis may be an invalid for life. Danny blamed Max for the whole thing, even though Dr. Benson's told him that the excitement had little to do with it. Now, the Reverend Blaine, Dr. John, and Danny's father, Daddy Stratford, feel they can get Max a trial postponement. But Danny's too bitter toward Max, and has so far refused to come over to our side. Mr. Gerald Proust, who's always been jealous of Max and me, offered to send Phyllis, Danny's wife, to a sanitarium in Switzerland, where she might be cured, if Danny promised not to tell the whole story about Max. Mr. Proust wants Max behind bars so that he can take over Sanders. What can I say to Danny? His young wife, an invalid, perhaps for life, with a chance, her only chance to be cured. Yesterday I said just one thing to Danny, something I believe in my own heart, that happiness can't be bought with a betrayer's money, that Judas had found that out some 2,000 years ago. If Danny tells only half the truth about Max, my life's ruined. If he tells it all, his young wife may never be cured. My enemies have struck at our hearts. Frankly, I'm bewildered.
It is a few seconds after Mary made a dramatic appeal to Danny. There they stand, outside Phyllis's room at the clinic. Danny, silent, bitter, torn with conflicting emotions of right and his love for Phyllis. Mary, frightened with herself, to leave Danny's decision to himself.
Danny, it's up to you to decide. I can't tell you to help us free Max. It's Max's freedom against Phyllis' cure. Max means as much to me as I know Phyllis means to you. You don't even have to lie on the witness stand for either of us. If you accept Mr. Proust's offer, you don't tell the whole story. If you want to help Max, you'll tell everything you know.
Is that all you've got to say, Mary?
Yes, Dad. Maybe I've said too much. I don't know. Come on, you better go back to Phyllis. She thinks I started to faint, so don't tell her differently. Tell her I went home.
Okay, Mary.
And Danny, anything you decide, we'll still love you. Remember that, Danny.
Okay, Mary. Thanks.
Bye, Danny.
Mary?
Huh? Oh, she's all right. She took a drink of water.
Danny, while you were outside, I've been thinking how wonderful everything's going to be.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
I'm going to be well again. We've got a new little baby. I'm going to be everything in the world to you, Danny, and then some. Oh, gee, Danny. Just think if I couldn't ever be cured, wouldn't that be terrible? I wouldn't be able to walk or do any housework. Why, I wouldn't be worth a dime, would I?
Oh, sure you would.
No, I wouldn't, Danny. And I couldn't keep you tied down to me. Not if I was, well, like you said I am right now. Oh, but it's all so wonderful, Danny. And I'm so happy. Oh, come here. Sit on the bed. But be careful. Easy.
What?
Nothing. I just want you to stick by me. While you were talking to Mary, I had a lot of wonderful thoughts.
What else did you think of?
Well, by the time I'm cured and come back from Switzerland, Max will be out of his trouble and we can start life all over. All of us. Mary and Max and Daddy and our two babies.
Does Max getting out of this trouble, does it mean so much to you?
Why, of course. Max is my brother.
I know, but... Oh, but look what he's done to everybody. Look what a heel he's been.
And Danny, Max is good. He's sweet. You know he is. We love him. You know we do. Oh, he's been so wonderful to us. He's done so much for you and for me. Oh, look when Dad and Mother left him. All alone with a Sanders interest to handle himself. With a pack of debts. He saved the town from going under. Think how often he's helped you out of scrapes. And even if he hadn't done a thing for us, Danny, Max is still my brother. I love him. And so do you.
Oh, but I...
Oh, it's a funny thing, Danny. But us Sanders have a habit of getting into strange situations. Just look at Max and me right now. Sister and brother. We're both caught in a trap.
Well, I don't get that.
Max is in jail. Wasn't his fault, but he's there. I'm here in the clinic. I'm like in a jail, too. Can't walk. I'm caught, too. We're both caught in a trap. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. It is funny, isn't it?
But the wonderful part about it, Danny, I'm going to be let out of my jail just because of you. Max is going to be let out of his because... Oh, love's a wonderful thing, Danny. It can cure more things and do more things than the most powerful machines in the world. It was your love that's going to make me walk again. And it's going to be Mary's love. Our love that's going to make Max all right and get out of jail. Danny, don't cry.
I can't help it, Philly.
No. No, I don't guess you can, Danny. I'm so happy about everything that I could cry, too.
Max, I couldn't fight with Danny. I did tell him that I thought happiness couldn't be bought. I had to tell him that, Max.
Well, maybe it can, and then maybe it can't, Mary.
It can't, Max.
Yeah, but I'm Phyllis's brother. Well, I'd go to prison for life to make her walk again.
Of course you would, Max.
Yeah, but I won't have a chance to get a postponement. Not without Danny being on our side. Well, I think maybe we just better count him out.
Not yet. He may come with us.
Well, why should he, Mary? He's got a chance to cure Phyllis. Why should he try to free a mug like me when he can make his wife well again? Besides, she's my sis, Mary.
I know, Max, but you're my husband. I've got to be selfish about you just as Danny must be selfish about Phyllis.
Well, who's that coming in?
Oh, I think it's John.
Hello, Mary. Didn't know you were here.
Hello, John.
Hiya, Pill Roller.
Hello, Woodlum. How's the jail business?
Oh, perfect. Perfect. And just a little refining.
Oh, confining, Max.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Sure. Mary, did you tell Max about the proofs from Danny?
Yeah, she told me, Max.
I just came from Danny and Phyllis.
Say anything to him?
No, nothing much. I couldn't, John. It's too much of a decision for Danny to make. It's all up to him.
I wonder if the kid realizes it.
I tried to point that out to him.
Say, Doc, is this joint in Sweden okay?
It's Switzerland, Max, not Sweden.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Something else.
Well, is it the McCoy? I mean, can sis really get in shape up there?
Well, they specialize in cases like hers. She should have a good chance to be cured. Climate helps a lot, too.
Well, Toots, there's your answer.
It's not my answer, Max. It's Danny.
And there's Danny, with a cure for both of you. A cure for Phyllis, a cure for you. You can't walk outside any more than Phyllis can.
But he can't cure both of them, John.
No.
That's right. One of them has to lose.
Tomorrow, Mary Southern and her dearest friend, Dr. John Benson, make their formal appeal to the district attorney for a trial postponement for Max. Will they get it without Danny's testimony? And will Danny finally decide to testify against Max to save his wife, Phyllis, from the life of an invalid? Be sure to hear tomorrow's dramatic scenes from radio's most fascinating serial story, The Life of Mary Southern.